I was a normal mom. I was divorced and lived with my 22-year-old son. We had a normal relationship. We'd talk, joke around. We were close, but we'd never really talked about sex or relationships. I don't know if he looked at me, but I never really thought of him in a sexual way, you know? One day, I walked into the bathroom, and apparently he had forgotten to lock the door. And I saw my son jerking off in the shower. And something in me just couldn't look away. I can't explain it. I stayed there and watched him finish. Then, when he got out, I made sure he saw me. I handed him a fresh towel to dry off with and left without saying a word. Later, when I went to take my own shower, I couldn't understand why I was so aroused. Why did I stay and let him see me? I was a single mother. I hadn't been on a date in God knows how long. The sight of a hard cock had set me off. My clit was on fire. I stayed in the shower for over an hour. The feelings were so intense. I couldn't deny it to myself anymore. He knew I'd watched him jerk off. What did he think of me after all of this? The next day we talked, and I apologized for invading his privacy. He said not to worry about it, that things happen when people live together. He said that it wasn't a big deal. And I felt at ease, and like we could move on. But as the days passed, I tried to go back to normal. I couldn't concentrate. Whenever I was home by myself, I couldn't keep my clothes on. I wanted to keep my hands off of myself, but I just couldn't keep them out of my pussy. The moment I was alone in the house, I'd dress up like a slut and finger myself. Every day I did this. I wanted him to come home early. I wanted him to see me like this. I'd never felt like this before. I'd just imagine him watching me, and I would cry out my son's name every time I could, and then I'd feel so guilty and ashamed afterwards. God, I gave in to the fantasy so hard, I was losing it. I'm a mother. I can't do this. I can't come thinking of my own son. What was wrong with me? Did he know? I needed help, so I told my therapist. I was embarrassed, but I felt like I needed to get it off my chest. I told her that I felt turned on all the time. Told her about how I'd get myself off thinking about him. And how I always came so hard thinking of my son. I told her how horny I felt and how guilty and ashamed and how I just couldn't handle it anymore. And she told me not to feel ashamed, but to continue exploring my sexuality. That's how she put it. I was really confused at the time. I asked her what kind of signal I was sending my son. I told her that I was concerned that I was going to harm our relationship. And she told me to tell him then. Get it out in the open and see how he feels about it. It was unhealthy to fight it. And she said that he'd understand that it's a part of who I am. So that night, I checked into a hotel, and I texted my son to come and meet me so that we could talk. When he got there, we sat down on the edge of the bed, and I told him what my therapist had said, how she told me that I needed to express myself sexually, that I was a woman who had sexual needs that had been neglected for a long time. I told him that he was a man now and needed to accept that I was a woman. I was shaking as I told him that he needed to accept me as a sexual being. I told him that I loved him as a mother, but that I also saw him as a man. And we started kissing. Was this what the therapist had meant? I mean, this couldn't be right, but his cock was hard, and I was soaking wet, and I told him Come here and give Mother a kiss. And the next thing I knew, his mouth was on my cunt. I was in ecstasy at my son's tongue. I loved the way that it played in circles around my pussy and teased my ass. And then I was totally naked on all fours, and he slid his cock into me and asked, "Is this what you wanted, Mom?" My son was fucking me. What was I doing? God, I'm such a slut. It was unbelievable. I had to put a stop to this, but I was a woman. I am a woman. And my son is a man. This is what my therapist had been talking about. It wasn't a nightmare. It was a beautiful dream come true. I asked my son if he accepted his mother as a sexual woman now, and he told me that I'm a woman now, and that he loved seeing me like this. He told me to just look at myself, at his dick inside of me, and that he could feel me coming. God. Every son should show her mother what it means to be a woman. I'm not ashamed. I am a woman. I am a mother. And I love my son, and I want to show him. Show him how his mom looks. Show him how she sweats, how she smells, how she comes. My therapist was so right. I felt so empowered. I am a woman. I'm naked and fucking my own son. And my son came on me, and we shared a deep kiss, and it felt so good. I asked him to accept me, and we spent the night together embracing. That wasn't the last time either. I reveled in the days of mother and son sex. I was exploring my sexuality and bonding with my son in a way that felt so natural and so good. That was what my therapist had in mind, you know? At least I think it was. That I fucked my son like this. It doesn't matter if it wasn't, because what's done is done. We would go on secret vacations like honeymooners together. And he'd fuck me and fuck me and fuck his horny mommy as much as he wanted. Where we would sunbathe nude together and I'd ride my son's cock right there on the beach out in the open and no one knew who we were. Nobody knew that he was my son or that I was his dirty mom. I showed my son a whole new side of me and he accepted me. His mother. It's so beautiful to come on my boy. We fucked in every room of the house. I stayed on my son's dick. I took my clothes off for him. I felt like I could finally be who I really was. And he still loved me as a mom, but let me be a woman and loved me as his woman too. We pushed boundaries together. Mother and son, man and woman. It was as pure as love can get. The love of a son and his mother.